Snow and brutal cold prompted many Wisconsin schools to cancel classes this week. Milwaukee Public Schools are back in session today after being closed for 5 school days in a row beginning last Friday. The school cancellations, combined with temperatures too cold to spend time outside, presented families with unusual challenges. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
When temperatures dropped to negative 20 degrees this week, parents cooped up with their kids at home had to find creative ways to burn energy.
I know my sister had her children taking turns walking on the treadmill in the basement to earn time to be able to play computer games yesterday.
That's Wauwatosa mother Molly Catlin. She used a similar strategy, sending her fifth grader to pedal on the family's stationary bike.
So I think a lot of people are trying to think of creative ways to keep kids busy.
In Milwaukee, kids were home from school for 5 days in a row. The closures raised concerns for teachers in high-poverty schools. Jason McClelland is a brand new teacher with Hope Christian, a network of private voucher schools in Milwaukee and Racine.
I know if there's not school, some kids are going to go without eating.
At McClelland School on Milwaukee's north side, the students are all low income. McClelland decided to offer help for families who might need it. On Tuesday night, he, his wife, and a coworker went to a local fast food restaurant and put out a call on social media.
I put up a status on Facebook saying, hey, I'll be at Popeye's from 7:30 to 9, just giving out $2 boxes of Popeye's chicken. To fill the void that kids don't go without that night to eat.
He says he gave out 30 boxes of chicken to students that night. The next 2 days, McClelland and his coworker delivered cereal, milk, frozen pizzas, and other food to dozens more families. McClelland won't be doing any more grocery deliveries this week. Most area schools are back in session today after the prolonged break. Milwaukee parent Holly Habig has 2 children in local public schools. She says everyone is ready for a break from the cabin fever.
I think this week brought out a little bit of the best and the worst of my family. And I think in the end, we all grew closer from it. But that being said, I am looking forward to going back to work and having the kids go to school.
Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.